right. It is the Colm Hayes Show. It's 2FM, 1850 715922, or text us at 51552. Conversation just at the moment. The one Christmas movie that it means Christmas for you, and especially Christmas for the family. Ian in Kildare, I got to agree with you. Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase. Yes, it gets one of these. Absolutely. I love Chevy Chase. Actually, all of those movies that he did, the Vacation movies are great. But Christmas Vacation is brilliant. Santa Claus the Movie with Dudley Moore. I haven't watched that in years. It's a classic. It makes my elf too. Very funny. It makes my elf. It makes my Christmas. Sorry. It makes my Christmas. Oh, Elf 2. As in T-O-O. I thought you meant Elf 2. Elf 2, The Return. No, not Elf 2. That's from Anne-Marie. Colm, I absolutely love watching the movie The Goonies. The Goonies. Yeah, The Goonies, Colm. At Christmas. It's brilliant. Yes, you can't get enough of the Goonies, can you? Helen, how are you?
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm a nervous wreck sitting in my car at the side of the road.
What side of what road, where in Ireland?
I'm road just coming into Collinstown Village. I'm delivering mince pies. I make mince pies for Christmas.
You make mince pies, and who do you deliver them to?
Well, I just deliver them to all different shops around the place, and they just sell them out. I'm very busy at the moment doing that. The last couple of days.
And these are your own personal mince pies?
Yeah.
So are they called Helen's Pies? No,
it's just I just bake them and I just send them into the shops and they just sell them for me, and it's very good. Very good. I'm very busy at the moment.
And so when you settle down with the family, what is the movie that you love?
Polar Express. It's me that loves it. The kids are sick looking at it.
No.
I just can't stop playing it. I love it.
Now, this is Tom Hanks does the voice in this, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, it's so good. I have just got surround sound put in the living room, and the sound of the train with the surround sound and his voice and the little boy, is magic film, absolutely magic.
Okay.
I could watch it every day if I wanted to.
And it's that surround sound. Well, you need to watch Platoon as well about the Vietnam War, because surround sound, it's brilliant when the choppers come in.
Oh, yes, the choppers come in, yes. Anything like that, the sound of the train is huge.
The sound of the train, the sound of the choppers.
There's people, I'm on the Colm Hayes Show, I'm sorry. There's people giving off to me in the car because I'm talking to you on the radio at the side of the road.
But you're okay, you're not breaking the law, are you?
No, he said to turn on 2FM.
Is he giving out to you?
Yeah, he was. He told me I was parked in a very bad place.
Okay, well, maybe, listen, I'm going to give you a Republic of Telly DVD, Helen, okay?
Thanks very much.
Well, you hear the surround sound when Dermot Whelan starts to sing. And that's all yours. Now, move, quick, thanks.
I'm going to go and deliver my mince pies. Listen, thanks very much, and happy Christmas to everybody listening.
Thank you, Helen. That's Helen who, I'm not too sure where she's parked. Franklin, how are you?
Hi, Colm.
Franklin, what is that movie for you?
The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Muppet Christmas Carol, okay. How long has that been going?
I think 92 it came out, so this is probably 20th year this year.
So what are you watching it? Are you watching it on DVD or still video?
No, I got it on DVD now. I think I had it on video before, but probably the old VHS player ate it up, you know?
It's a good old movie. All the Muppet movies are good. Did you see the new Muppet movie that just came out?
I haven't. No, I haven't gotten around to seeing that one yet.
I hear that's pretty good, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people recommend it to me, so it's on. I have a very long list of films I need to get around to seeing.
So have you, the tradition now goes right through the family watching Muppet Christmas Carol, yeah?
Yeah, well, it's probably started with myself, you know, when I was a kid, and then I'd watch it. And then now, just the last maybe 10 years or so, whenever I put up the tree, I'd dig up the Muppets Christmas Carol and put that on just after putting up the tree. So I got a 2-year-old son now. In the last 2 years, he's been forced to sit down and watch it with me.
And does he like it? Yeah,
I think so. He like when the songs come on. You know, he kind of bops around on the chair or stands up.
He tries
to dance to them. You know. So
okay, good movie. Good movie for Christmas. Muppet Christmas Carol. Actually, do you know what? From me to you, present. You've got the Republic of Telly, the DVDs. Okay.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks.
We're going to send them down to you. Happy Christmas. Don't let your 2-year-old see them for a while till he's 18, all right? Yeah, so that stuff with Georgia Salp is pretty hot. It's, pretty over the top. Now, Lorraine, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Your Christmas movie
has to be The Grinch.
Is this the one with Jim Carrey?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, what is it about that?
It's Christmassy and it's funny and there's bits in it for adults and kids. I'm watching it the last 12 years of my kids. And Christmas Eve wouldn't be Christmas Eve without it.
12 years? Is that long since it's been out?
Yeah, because I was pregnant on my last little girl when we first went to see it in the cinema with my young fella who's nearly 18. Yeah. So it's out that long. And I have a 2.5-year-old now, so this will be her first time to watch it. So looking forward to that.
So hang on, have you got an 18, a 12 and a 2.5-year-old?
Yeah, and a 9-month-old.
And a 9-month-old as well?
Yeah.
So you've been busy for the last 20 years.
Very busy.
Take the next 20 off, Lorraine.
I think I'm trying to.
Gosh, okay. So how many times do you reckon you've seen Grinch? Is it like once every year?
No. We'd probably watch it once at Christmas and then maybe when it's repeated on the Sky, we'd probably sneakily watch it a couple of times during the year. But it's definitely a Christmas Eve movie.
Okay, that's good. Well, you settle down and enjoy that. Actually, we'll throw in the Republic of Telly DVDs for you as well. Okay?
Oh, thanks very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
And again, let the 18-year-old watch that, but not the 9-month-old.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, all right. See you, Lorraine.
Okay, thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Wilma. Well done, actually, to Republic of Telly, who finished up last their current series last night. Really funny last night, I have to say. I watched it. Was it last night or was I watching it on the record? No, it was last night, because tonight is Tuesday. John Joe, how are you?
How you doing, Colin?
Now, what's your movie?
What's up? My movie's a kid's movie, Home Alone.
Home Alone. Home Alone.
Home Alone 1 especially, yeah.
And is it every year they have to watch it?
Oh, yeah, they watch it every year, Colin. They'd watch it in the summertime if it was on. It'd be on some of them movie stations now at the moment. It was on a couple of months before Christmas, so they'll line up on the couch and they'll watch it. They'd know every word that's going on.
Brilliant.
They'd be doing a running commentary on it.
How many of them are lining up? How many have you got?
I've 7 altogether.
What?
7.
Okay, 7. What ages?
From 10 to 21.
From 10 to 21?
Yeah. Well, the older ones now don't watch it as much now. The 4 younger ones do.
What are the ages?
From 10, 12, 13, 16, 18, 19 and 21.
You haven't really had a rest, have you?
No, I'm going to take one now, though.
Will they all be around for Christmas? Are they all around for Christmas dinner? Oh, yeah, and let's not forget the wife as well. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, they'll all be about for Christmas, yeah. The oldest lassie's down in Shannon Airport, so she'll be up for on Christmas Eve, hopefully, yeah. And, they'll all be here for Christmas, yeah. They'll be here every Christmas, yeah.
That's going to be a busy one, isn't it?
I'm sure Home Alone will be on at some stage, too.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, you won't be home alone, will you?
No, there's never a dull moment in our house.
Did you want loads of kids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm from a fairly big family, so I didn't mind. It's really enjoyable. A big family's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, have you everything ready for next week?
I could skip them there, you know. We have a few things to do yet, but I'll never always be ready in a big family. There'll always be something on Christmas Eve and everything's closed. You'll be looking for something.
I tell you, an expensive time of year for you guys as well.
Yeah, but sure, it's good crack, yeah.
Well, listen, to celebrate the fact that Super Value are supporting over 30,000 jobs, it's all Irish jobs, Irish suppliers and Irish communities, I think you could probably know how to spend a €150 Super Value voucher, yeah?
I'm sure it'll go down well, yeah. It'll be sent in our house, yeah.
Okay, John Joe, that's yours. You enjoy that and wish them all a happy Christmas. Could you have a sofa big enough for all 7 of them to sit on and watch Home Alone?
It's not big enough, no. They just kept it around on little small chairs and things and on top of each other's knees. Well, we're all right, yeah. We've plenty of room.
I'd say Christmas morning is great fun in your house. Great fun.
Yeah, it is indeed, Colin. Thank
Listen,
you,
that, that's from Super Value, €150 voucher for you, all right?
Thanks, Colin. Cheers.
Okay, right, take care of yourselves. All right, that's 7 of them all around the house. And can you imagine them when all the neighbours come in and all the other family and friends? That's what Christmas is all about, isn't it?